This is Ragamuffin Radio, and we're webcasting from the southern shires of England, your easy listening station for the finest in folk, blues, contemporary and traditional music. You're listening to Sunday in the Shires, a programme of selected favourite tunes presented every Sunday by myself, Ragamuffin Brian, and the Ragamuffin Director of Programmes himself, settling down for a snooze in his famous armchair, Ragamuffin Mike.
Good morning from the Shires. It's a little bit wet here, but we'll survive.
So, we invite you to sit back and relax for an hour, put the coffee on the stove, the tea in the pot, settle back into your own favourite armchair, and welcome to Sunday in the Shires.
So far away. wash away all those yesterdays. Be like the rain and start falling
those of you who are not familiar, that was, of course, Valerie Smith with her band back in Liberty Pike. First track was Planet or Star, and the second track was Falling. Over to you, Michael.
Yeah, it comes from an album called Heaven is Waiting. And I think I'm right in saying that Valerie and Becky Buller and Liberty Pike are all out in the Caribbean at the moment on a cruise with my friends Dee and Eric. And I know that that is Eric's favourite song, Planet or a Star. And Fallen's one of my favourites from Valerie Smith. So I'm hoping that they'll be back in Balbuckle soon. And I know Dee and Eric are out there somewhere. And I've got some questions to ask Eric about driving trains, because he's a steam train driver originally.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And all available on Balbuckle Records.
On Balbuckle Records from the links.
Absolutely terrific. I liked both of those very much, particularly The Planet or a Star. I think I could put that into one of my more favourite categories.
Yeah, that's written by a lady called Lisa Ashman, and Valerie does a lot of Lisa Ashman songs on her albums, and she's a great writer. She's from Nashville again. It's another one of these great Nashville writers that we seem to be uncovering.
And while we're on the subject, is the band back over in the UK this year?
Yeah, they'll be here in July, be on the Isle of Wight, and they'll be all over playing gigs again, festivals and things. So looking forward to seeing them.
Does that mean, Professor, if they're on the Isle of Wight, that you will disappear for another week?
Yeah.
Right, wonderful. Well, that's an excellent start, Mike, and listeners probably already gathered that that first selection was Mike's choice. He's kicking off today's program, and without any more ado or hesitation, I think we'll find out what else you've got in your little parcel of music today. Thank you.
between walls. Follow the foggy dust clouds of a timeless sky. I followed rules, I kept trying and trying. Every rule I bend will leave another well to dry. By lines and deadlines, skylines and fine lines, easy to lose it all, who's to say? Sidelines and dotted lines, and guidelines and boundary lines, you can take all my best lines and put them all away. Put them away.
Well, that was certainly a little bit of an epic. Timeless Desert Hero by LDK. Yeah. And I know nothing about this, but what I have to say before I pass over to you, Michael, is the fiddle playing and the blues harp during that piece were par excellent.
That's a great song. It's one of my favourite desert, it's one of my desert island discs. There's a little story to LDK. He's from San Francisco, and he was on the town's internet list for a long time, and he actually went and bought a cafe near the Joshua Tree Motel where Gram Parsons died, and he ran it for a little while up there, and I think he wrote this song up there. He wrote this beautiful, beautiful love song called Timeless Desert Hero up there, and it's always been a favourite of mine. And I've got about three of his tapes. I think I'm right in saying Sarah Wrightson may know of him as well. I don't have a clue where he is now, but he's certainly a guy who's got some interesting songs, and we'll probably feature some of the shorter ones another time.
And am I right in thinking that because you've managed to bring this back from tape, that this is an album which, as far as you know, is no longer available?
No, I don't think any of his stuff is available. I'd probably have to go and do a real good search on the internet to see whether he's obviously still out there, because he went back to San Francisco after a while from the Joshua Tree Memorial Desert.
Right, so in other language listeners, if you like that, we suggest you stream it down and keep it as
a
file.
Treasure it. See if you can get his tapes.
Because you're not going to be able to get any more of it by the sound of it anyhow. So, section two by Professor Plumley in the corner there. My dear Michael, you've done another excellent job. I really enjoyed that. And now we're going to go to your final section. And I happen to know that this is most unusual.
Like jockeys carrying their own saddles from mount to mount, many engineers took their own steam whistles from locomotive to locomotive. A St. Louis admirer gave Casey his whistle, a six-lute calliope affair that played a whippoorwill tune. He was so famous for being on time that people up and down the railroad set their watches to the lonesome wail of his whistle. On April 29, 1900, Casey brought Cannonball No. 2 north into Memphis, exactly on time at 9 p.m. He was scheduled to rest there and take No. 1 south the evening of the next day. But at the roundhouse, he learned that Sam Tate, the engineer due to take No. 1 south that same evening, was ill. "I'll double out," said Casey. His only condition for doubling out was that he used his own engine, No. 382. His southbound Cannonball arrived late, about 12:50 a.m. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin and the 12-coach came south out of Memphis, at least 95 minutes behind schedule. "We'll have a tough time getting to Canton on the dot, but I believe we can make it," Casey told his fireman. Sim Webb shoveled on coal. Casey Jones poured on the steam. With bursts of speed more than 100 miles an hour, they made up 60 minutes in the straight, level 102-mile stretch to Grenada, Mississippi, the first stop. In the 23 miles from Grenada to Winona, Mississippi, Casey made up 15 minutes more. "The old lady's got her high slippers on tonight," Casey shouted to Sim Webb across the cab. Casey Jones, Sim Webb and No. 382 were almost on time when he made his last scheduled stop at Durant, Mississippi. It was a single-track railroad at Goodman, Mississippi, and he took the siding at Goodman a little further on to let the northbound Cannonball pass. This delayed him 5 minutes, and he sped onward at 75 miles an hour over a supposedly clear track. He was only 2 minutes behind schedule as he approached Vaughan, Mississippi, just 14 miles from the end of his run at Canton, Mississippi. Incredibly, Cannonball No. 1 had made up 91 minutes in 174 miles. 12 minutes more at the same speed and Casey would have ended his run on schedule. But as he swept around an S-curve into Vaughan, Mississippi, the red lights of a freight train caboose loomed up in the foggy night. "We're going to hit," shouted Sim Webb. Casey Jones reacted quickly, shut off the throttle, applied the air brakes, pulled the reverse lever, and sounded a blast on the whippoorwill whistle. "Jump, Sim," he shouted, as the express slowed from 75 to perhaps 35 miles an hour. Sim Webb jumped. Casey Jones stayed at the controls and just failed to brake his train short of collision. With a crash heard for miles, his locomotive splintered the caboose. It ploughed through a boxcar of hay and on and into another loaded with shelled corn, tons of which were scattered over the wreck scene. No. 382 then left the rails and turned on her side. The tender and all of the Cannonball coaches remained upright on the track.
I'd have to say that I have had my share, enough to balance home, enough to say that I'm a little scared. This is not what I expected. I did not expect it to feel this good. I always kept my heart protected. I crossed my fingers and I knocked on wood. All the rest is just like gravy on the table. And I'll pour and pass as long as I am able. And I know it takes some time to understand the rules of a here in gravy land. Here in gravy land. All my luck ran out tomorrow. And I fell back to where I began. With a spirit pouring and a need to borrow. I'll know that who I was is who I am. All the rest is just like gravy on the table. And I'll pour and pass as long as I am able. And I know it takes some time to understand the rules of behavior here in gravy. Just like gravy on the table. And I poured and passed as long as I was able. And I know it took some time to understand the rules of behavior here in gravy land. Here in gravy land. Here in gravy. All my luck ran out. All my luck ran out tomorrow. All my luck ran out.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand.
Yeah.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, took his farewell trip to the promised land. Well, if nothing else, Mike, that was unusual.
Mm.
I loved it. Casey Jones' story, recited by yourself, of course, and then Gravyland by John Gawker. Now, I'm just looking here from an album called Temporary Road.
Yeah, indeed. Let's deal with the Casey Jones story, because it's an interesting one. We talk about storytellers. And after that accident, Wallace Saunders, who was a railway man, worked in the rail sheds of Memphis and was composing sing-along verses, composed that famous Casey Jones ballad. A vaudeville troupe turned up in Memphis, heard the railway men singing it, and took it on the road with them. From that, a publishing company then grabbed it and published it under their own name. And Wallace Saunders never saw a cent of the money, which is a classic tradition of folk being passed on. And
in the music game.
Yeah, in the music game. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about the Casey Jones accident is that 2,500 railwaymen were killed in 1900. And there were four or five engineers killed a month running those big fast cannonballs up and down the stretches of track, which is quite an interesting statistic. When you think, without Wallace Saunders actually composing that song, Casey Jones would have just been committed to history, and you and I would have never learned of him at school.
Now I believe he's honoured by a memorial.
Yeah.
And the old sheds where the cannibal used to be housed at night, that's all been demolished, but the memorial has stood in its place.
Yeah, there is all kinds of memorials. If I go back to Tennessee, I want to go and visit Jackson, Tennessee, because that's where Casey Jones is what the wife of Casey Jones lived, and where I believe they've got an engine there and all kinds of memorial stuff. So that's going to be a great, great trip if I make it. John Gorka, I heard through Andrew Perry down the coast here originally, and I've loved this album. I've loved all his work. And if there's a handful of people that I want to see perform live, John Gorka is one of them. Absolutely superb.
Well, Casey Jones took a trip to the promised land.
I'm going to take it to the gravy land.
Well, we're going to go not far because away from that, because it's up to me now to bring my choice in.
It's a bit special, I think, as well.
Well, it's a bit different. With everything else we've heard so far today, and we've heard lots of stories, so away we go.
This feels good. Yeah, you know. This is a groove that my uncle used to play when he was playing piano in a church, you know. I grew up in a New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. That's right, yeah. Amen, amen. Woo! It's like that Hee Haw show. Salute! Y'all ain't watch Hee Haw, did you?
I did.
Must be a Texas thing. My uncle would play this groove. He would start this groove when it seemed like the pastor was just gonna preach all day. You know, he just wouldn't shut up. He made his point over and over and over. My uncle would start this groove on the piano. All time to wrap it up now, Reverend. Yeah. And you hear the Reverend, he'd get the point. Well, I guess I've said all I can say. We're all sitting up in the choir going, It's time to eat. Well, there's a Lyle Lovett song that talks about that, you know. The preaching goes on forever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can smell the food going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To the Lord, praises be. Time for dinner now, let's go eat. Got some greens and some good cornbread. The preacher said.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, we got that by permission. We asked Lyle if we could use that. Yeah, that's it. In every choir, you've got one sister that just stands out amongst all of them. And we had Aunt Cora. Aunt Cora was singing. She would sing every note that was to sing, even if it didn't belong in the key that you're singing in. Bless her heart. You always say bless your heart when you're about to say something really nasty about somebody. Bless her heart. And Cora would get up and she would sing, and you would hear every note, but there was always one note that just stood out, you know, that just stood out amongst everything. Stratosphere, the woo! You would have to sit down. Woo! Y'all go ahead, baby. Y'all go ahead and sing it. I got it. She'd pick up one of those fans. You know the fans that advertise your local funeral home on one side? Got the praying hands on the other side. Y'all ain't been to church in a while, have you? Yeah. Some of us ain't been to church in a while. That's all right. They always have the Lord's Supper on one of them, too.
Yeah.
And that Last Supper. Yeah. Oh, we won't go there, though. Oh, we got a fan in the house. Look at that. Whoa.
Oh, that's what we need.
You will have to demonstrate. Yes. Yes. There you go. Yes, you got a fan.
There it is.
Faster, faster. Woo!
Yes,
yes indeed. Yeah. We always have that amen corner. There was always one Amen Corner in every Baptist church, I gotta tell you. And the Amen Corner consisted of most of the elders, the ladies in the church. Yeah, they were sitting in a little corner and they would just amen everything. Time to take up the collection, amen. My mother was a leader of that pack. Yeah, she'd go all the way to Austin for that new hat. They have those big old hats, you know. Gotta have a big hat. Just gonna sit in the amen corner. And you knew church was going real good when you see the hats going from side to side. And when it was going real good, all the sisters would pull out the handkerchiefs. You think you're strong. They have the matching handkerchief, matching shoes, matching purse. It was all very important if you're going to belong to the Amen Corner. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Oh, I got to talk about my other lady. She would come to church just to feel the spirit. You know, that's why you come to church. You know, you can go for the fellowship. You go for the message. Some of us just go to get happy, you know? And that's what this one sister would come to church for, just to get happy. She finds something to get happy by. And you know, you could see it building up in her. She start fanning real, real fast. Woo! Woo! Oh! Yes! 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 Then she'd have to stand up. She'd have to stand up. And she'd put out her handkerchief. Yes! Yes, sir! Woo! Oh, then you see all the ushers start gathering around her. We got you, sister. We got you. We got you. I'm going to get struck by lightning. Talking about my kinfolk. I'm talking about my kinfolk. But it's true. You see it building up in the sister. You see her shoes go out one after the other. Whoa! Purse go flying behind her. If you don't watch it, wig gonna end up in your lap. And when the wig comes off, you know you having some church, girl. Woo! Woo! When the wig comes off, it's over. Time to escort Miss Thing out. She has had her moment. Yes! Whoa! Yeah! Yeah! But this is a groove. This is a groove that would take me back to that time. Did I take you back? I took myself back.
Even if you ain't never been there, you're back.
You have experienced your church moment this evening. Yes, you have.
Susanna, don't you cry.
'cause I come from Alabama. This old banjo on my
That was a bit special. God, that's Ruthie Foster, Church and Oh Susanna, recorded live in an Austin, Texas church. Brian, now you've been instrumental in getting this album from Ruthie Foster.
I heard a little bit about Ruthie Foster on the internet, and what a voice, Mike. What a voice. What an absolute... Well, I should start going off in raptures because she has got the most amazing voice. She's got the most amazing interpretation.
Mm.
I listened to several of her albums. They were all pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But one in particular called Stages, which is where these two tracks are taken from, really came across as being something special because it's takeouts from various live performances. And you get that unique atmosphere, which we appreciate so much over here when we go to live sessions, don't we?
Oh, that's what we go for.
And I really hope that a dear friend of ours, Jack Williams, was listening to that
first Southern track. Soul food for Jack, I think.
Well, we're in the Southern Baptist Church.
Yeah, fantastic.
And you could just imagine it, couldn't you, with everybody sat there in the Amen corner, and then... Oh Susanna.
Yeah, wow.
I've heard Oh Susanna sung thousands of times, but I'm going to say this. I have never, ever heard it sung with so much feeling, so much interpretation. I was watching you out the corner of my eye there, and you were gradually floating away. It was fabulous.
It was gorgeous trumpet and arrangement of that song. Fantastic.
Yeah. We're certainly going to have more of Ruthie's music because I'm starting to get into her stuff a big time. We're going to come across the water now, as we usually do at this point in the program.
Going to bring us home, are you?
Well, towards home, towards our second home.
This next piece of music is called The Lonesome Boatman. I want to play it for you, so let's do it. And I wrote a poem about it. I wrote the piece of music back in 1968. I wrote a poem about it. I was trying to write words about it, actually, for a long time. And I finally gave up because I couldn't get the words to fit the melody. Because every time I thought about the melody, I thought about it different. So what I did, I wrote this poem, and I called this poem Silent Tanny. This was my sort of imagination of who the lonesome boatman was. So I'll do it for you. Oui. Oui. I saw what nearly broke my heart. A tramp lay dying in a park. I knelt beside him to hear him speak. The words he spoke, they were all so weak. He told me a story of long since past. Of his sailing ship with its long grey mast. Of his captain's cap with its shining braid. And the wonderful voyages that he made. Silent Annie was his great ship's name. Like a token of love, he spoke her name. She sailed round the Horn high more than once. She could cut through the waves like a sharpened lance. Believe me, he said, his eyes filled with tears. Like a drunk on a corner trying to remember his years. He reached out his hand and I took it in mine. I believe you, I said. And he gave a sad smile. I remember the day when they towed her away. Her sides to her sore from the sea's angered spray. They said she's unfit for the sail out once more. And they towed her more inward from her own sandy shore. And as he broke my silent Annie, I watched with a sigh. I remembered her beauty when I was a boy. She was my one love, my life's only dream. When we sailed there together as captain and queen. It started to drizzle and I felt my hand tight. And he squeezed even harder as he ended the fight. And the crowd they had gathered and he watched with dismay. As the mamelukes men came and they took him away. So I got to my feet and I walked through that park. The sun it was gone, but it was not yet dark. My body was wet. My clothes were not money, but my mind was aroused by his ship, Silent Annie. That's a book. Thank you. Thank you. This next song that we're going to sing is a song which is a very new song. It was written, the melody was actually written by Eddie, and the words were written by a good friend of ours, a man called Phil Coulter. And the two boys wrote the song together, just making a new album. And it's the name of the last album I did, which is an immigration album. It's called Steal Away. And it's about two kids trying to get out of a city. It could be any city. It could be Dublin, it could be New York, London, Belfast, anywhere. Just they're fed up with the violence all over the world and just trying to get away from it. And it's a smashing song. And Eddie's going to sing it for you. Have a listen to it. And before we do, would you welcome Eamon Campbell, because he's going to be playing and the orchestra behind us. Give them a big hand. Come on.
Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's stand in blue and garden. Let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew. I'm darling, steal away. Let's steal away and chase out the rain and hope they'll never find us. The weary days, the empty nights, we leave them all behind us. Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew. I'm darling, steal away. We leave behind the empty streets, the gloom and desolation, the rain, the cold, just growing old. God knows it's a fine old station. Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start. We started winning. Steal away.
stop it. You're making me homesick. God, I just love those songs. Davy Arthur and the Furies. And it's from a tape, I think you said. Live from Dublin Arena. The Lonesome Boatman and Steal Away.
Yeah, this is from an old tape, which is no longer available on CD. And it was recorded at the Dublin Arena, as you say. Now, I have to guess a little bit at this. I would think about 1976, although the album didn't come out until about 1983 on tape. I've checked back and on their website, and none of this is available anymore. In fact, the irony is, when I went to see the boys at Eastbourne 2 years ago, I was able to give them back a copy of this tape on CD.
Right.
And they thanked me from the stage. Well, there's not a lot you can say about the Furies. They were mainly responsible in the 60s to bring in folk music, Irish music, into the popular arena. They tour extensively around the world. I think they're on about 27 years of touring now.
Wow.
And still touring.
Lovely Irish, love them.
We lost Paul, unfortunately, a couple of years back. And within 18 months, we also lost the bass player, which was Dexter.
Right.
And they're greatly missed, both of whom were great storytellers.
Yeah, you took me down to Worthing one night, didn't you, to see the Furies? I thought it was excellent.
That was the night, yes, you're right.
Yeah, it was Worthing, not Eastbourne.
Worthing, yeah, when the boys stood on the stage and thanked us. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed that, Across to Ireland. And now I suppose, really, Michael, we should come completely to home, shouldn't we?
Yeah, okay, we're coming to home.
I was born a farmer's son in the spring of 54. Cattle in the green fields and a dog outside the door. Proud to be a farmer's boy, but it's not the life I choose. Music holds me by the hand and will not let me loose. And I dream of the shoreline, I dream of the sea in my dreams. I ride rolling coasters, and the rushing water cries aloud to me. Took my leave in 69, you knew I had to go. Ran away from the green fields to make my mark upon the road. Never would I wish you sorrow, and I love you in my way. But I cannot do what you would do or say what you would say. And I dream of the shoreline, I dream of the sea in my dreams. I ride rolling coasters, and the rushing water cries aloud to me. Oh, the gift you gave to me was the ocean in my soul. Though the one that I discovered would never be the one you chose, I swear by all the heavens that I'll never turn my face. For I know you mean me well, and I know you wish me peace. And I dream of the shoreline, I dream of the sea in my dreams. I ride rolling coasters, and the rushing water cries aloud to me. And when I hear the seagulls call and the sun is on the rise, smell the salt wind or the green fields, and lift my head up to the sky, my heart is filled with longing, but it only brings me joy. The sea's in every song I sing. I was born a farmer's boy, and I dream of the shoreline, I dream of the sea in my dreams. I ride rolling coasters, and the rushing water cries aloud to me.
About her, though the times are not so grand, but you can only play the cards you're holding in your hand. She knows he thinks of leaving, doesn't want to let him go, while there's something left unfinished, something that she needs to know. She says, let's decorate the bedroom, DIY from the superstore, but he's five cans down a six pack, he's not listening anymore. Yet she feels his heart is kinder than he wants to let her think, so she exercises patience, does the dishes in the sink. Take your time till you decide, it's a matter of love, not a matter of pride. When people get close, they sometimes collide. Oh, how the truth gets turned into lies. Says, I wish I had some money, I'd show this town a thing or two. See my woman let her head down, like she always wanted to. Though I'm just a weekend dreamer, still my heart's not far away. Would she be better if I leave her, or better if I stay? Take your time till you decide, it's a matter of love, not a matter of pride. When people get close, they sometimes collide. Oh, how the truth gets turned into lies. He doesn't want another woman, she doesn't look at other men. An affair may be exciting, disappoint you in the end. They both know there's something missing, floating just beyond their reach. In this lover's search and rescue, will they find what they might keep? Take your time till you decide, it's a matter of love, not a matter of they sometimes collide. Oh, how the truth gets turned into lies.
The travelling, I do like to come home to England, and that was absolutely gorgeous. Mike Silver, Farmer's Boy, Not a Matter of Pride, from an album called Heartland. Brian, where did you get this?
I first came across Mike Silver's music through a club member at the folk club, Claire, and she, when they did their guest night with Dave Hunter, she sang Not a Matter of Pride.
Right.
And
right.
I thought it was the most beautiful song. And the interesting point from the listener's angle is that the BBC picked that song up and decided it was something special. And as a result of which is a rarity in this day and age, a folk singer-writer made some money.
Yeah,
and I think that's excellent. Mike Silver has been in the business probably for 30 years in various bands originally around London. He's a London boy. He's now living in Launceston in Cornwall.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Where he's based.
Yeah.
He tours not just in the UK, but all over the world. And just got to mention this, if there ever was a fine example of unaccompanied singing,
that was gorgeous.
You heard it in Farmer's Boy.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Well, I hope you like my selection this week.
Oh, it was superb. There's a reason I go to folk clubs for, is to hear these kind of people, hear these kind of songs.
Yeah, it was beautiful, wasn't it? Well, would you believe, Mike, we're nearly at the end of another Sunday in the Shires.
Time for another cup of tea.
And almost time for us to say goodbye. Listeners, we're at the end of another Sunday in the Shires, and what a pleasure it's been for both of us to bring this program to you today.
Yeah, it certainly has, and you take care. It's still lovely out there, Brian, isn't
it? Well,
I
was just looking out the window and about to say, the sun is shining, it's got his hat on, as we say here, and things are looking bright and cheerful, so let's hope your day is also bright and cheerful. We look forward to your company again next Sunday for another Sunday in the Shires. In the meantime, it's goodbye from Ragamuffin Brian.
And goodbye from Ragamuffin Mike.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.